compete here in Utah. We're going to compete in blue states and purple states and red states all across this country. And we're going to win and finally start putting this country back together.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Just a simply terrible day out there. Flash flood watch continues in effect. A cold, drenching rain continues today. Temperatures hovering right around 50. Winds pick up out of the northeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour, adding insult to injury. The rain tapers off later on this evening, and then breezy, much colder tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s by morning. Friday, tomorrow, breezy, cold, high 51, but sunshine is back. That's nice. The low temperature Friday night will be in the upper 20s. Saturday's high around 58, so cool sunshine, but at least it's dry. And then low 60s Sunday, maybe some more rain by Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is speaking out against a bill that would impact the city's ability to pass an occupational tax. Mayor Reed and nine other mayors signed an open letter in protest of the bill. This comes as the city council voted 5-3 to pass a 1% occupational tax Tuesday night. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee approved a medical marijuana bill by an 8-1 vote yesterday. This bill would allow people to be prescribed medical marijuana for 15 conditions, including cancer, anxiety, and chronic pain. The proposal now moves to the Alabama Senate floor for debate. And Crime Stoppers needs your help finding a man wanted for assaulting a police officer. The Lowndes County Sheriff's Office is now looking for 25-year-old Stanley Perdue Jr. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
There's something new in the oven at the Home Depot. Air Fry, only in the Frigidaire Gallery Air Fry Electric Range. Satisfy your family's fried food craving with a healthier, tasty cooking alternative right in your oven. It also comes with self-clean, true convection, and a very tasty price, just $798. With up to 40% off appliance special buys, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details, valid through February 26th.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale. Many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal. The Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% AutoPay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Pod Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
About who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
50 degrees outside, and boy, it is raining. Every bad driver in Montgomery is out on the road today. Stock market is down 169 points, 183 now. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Was that not fun last night?
Oh, that was so much fun last night.
I tell you, I have not enjoyed a debate as much as that one last night. Good. There were body parts laying on the floor. And some People had knives and some people had bandages.
Yeah, my comment, you know, I call Liz Warren the fat-free ranch of progressives. She was spicy fat-free ranch last night.
Man.
Unfortunate for her, spicy fat-free ranch is still disgusting and then it just gives you heartburn. But I thought it was effective. Woo!
It was a great debate last night. And Bloomberg, he looked like the kid that it goes in with his parents to go talk to the teacher. And the teacher is just sitting there and just talking about how bad the kid is in school and what he's doing wrong. And the kid's going like, I'm sorry.
Have you seen Trump's animated graphics he's been putting out on Twitter and Facebook?
No.
Like, one of them is Bloomberg talking, I believe, in Texas, but somebody has Photoshopped or superimposed a podium in front of Bloomberg where the podium comes up to, like, his nose. So it's him, like, peeking over a podium. The other was a graphic. Like, you see all these, you know, news organizations do a graphic of who's going to be standing where, and it's animated. Well, Trump shared that, but they made the podium in Bloomberg's face half the size of everybody else. Like, he keeps it. Hitting them on the short thing, and it's funny as hell.
Well, without a doubt, Bloomberg did not live up to expectations. He got his choo-choo handed back to him, as Coach would say, and it was an interesting debate, to say the least. Here, can you pop me up a little bit?
Yes.
Interesting debate, to say the least, and I was thoroughly enjoying it. I was getting texts and messages from all sorts of people, both here and far, near and far, and it's just loaded full of stuff here. So now I always tell you guys that basically what happens, the way public opinion is drawn, is the way the media is reporting this. So let's start out with CBS on Mike Bloomberg last night. Listen to how they're reporting this.
We're going to begin with that debate. The top Democratic candidates for president had their most brutal, and brutal is a word, encounter of the campaign last night in Las Vegas. Contenders brought new urgency to the NBC News debate. And the new man on stage, Mike Bloomberg, was the biggest target.
The billionaire ex-Republican was grilled on his record as New York's mayor and his behavior as a business leader. Some of his answers brought even more criticism. Nicole Killian is in Las Vegas. She covered the debate. Nicole, what are we hearing from Bloomberg's campaign in the aftermath of the debate?
Well, Anthony, some of Bloomberg's aides admit it wasn't his strongest showing, considering this was his first debate in about a decade. But overall, the campaign is pleased with his performance and said he's just warming up.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Fight Night in Vegas started in the opening round with Michael Bloomberg in the center of the ring.
I don't think you look at Donald Trump and say, we need someone richer in the White House.
Mr. Bloomberg had policies in New York City of stop and frisk, which went after African-American and Latino people in an outrageous way.
The former New York City mayor said he was embarrassed about the outcome of the controversial policing policy.
It got out of control. And when I discovered that we were doing many, many, too many stop and frisks, we cut 95% of it out.
If you think that was a bad idea, after we sent in monitors and said it must stop, even then he continued the policy.
Okay, so, I mean, it had a big audience last night. The numbers aren't quite in, but it's the largest audience that they've had so far. They know that. They're talking about 18-plus million, but we won't get a real number until later on today. May get it during the show. Be quiet. So a whole bunch of people did not see this, and they're deriving their opinion from the way the media is playing it. I tell you what, Joey, I turned over to MSNBC. At CNN. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when Newman's car wrecked at the Daytona 500 on Monday night? And everybody was kind of this stunned look?
Right.
That's when they went to CNBC, MSNBC, they were sitting there going like, damn, we're screwed.
Would somebody please tell Chris Matthews to stop drinking before he goes on air? I mean,
it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then Lester Holt doing his call-in to or chiming into to the show. And he started and goes, well, it was an interesting night. It's like, yeah, see that body part sitting here on the floor? That's Michael Bloomberg. It was unbelievable. So this is going to give you a flavor of what CBS in particular, which is kind of the powerhouse now out there, is handling this. And needless to say, it's not very good. Let's listen to the second part of this.
Bloomberg, who has largely averted face-to-face scrutiny, was also asked about allegations of sexual harassment at his company.
I have no tolerance for the kind of behavior that the Me Too movement has exposed. In my company, lots and lots of women have big responsibilities. They get paid exactly the same as men.
I hope you heard what his defense was. I've been nice to some women.
And was pressed about whether he would release former employees from non-disclosure agreements.
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is that?
Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accused me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told. And let me point, there's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet.
You could release them from that immediately, because understand, this is not just a question of the mayor's character. This is also a question about electability. We are not going to beat Donald Trump with a man who has who knows how many non-disclosure agreements and the drip, drip, drip of stories of women saying they have been harassed and discriminated against. That's not what we do as Democrats.
Bloomberg also dueled with current frontrunner Bernie Sanders.
The best socialist in the country happens to be a millionaire with three houses. What did I miss here?
Well, you'll miss that I work in Washington, House 1.
That's the first problem.
Live in Burlington, House 2.
That's good.
And like thousands of other Vermonters, I do have a summer camp. Forgive me for that. But where is your home? Which tax haven
New
do you
York,
have your home?
New York City.
Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg pitched himself as the moderate choice.
We shouldn't have to choose between one candidate who wants to burn this party down and another candidate who wants to buy this party out.
Senator Elizabeth Warren had the most speaking time last night with her fiery attacks on all of the candidates. Her campaign said she had the best debate day of her campaign, raising more than $2.5 million.
Okay, so Elizabeth Warren got a big punch out of this thing. Remember that Amy Klobuchar got $5 million after showing up in third place in New Hampshire. But I would say Elizabeth Warren was fiery, was definitely fiery. Okay, so let me move this over into another thing, and let's go into a break, coming back to Major Garrett, another primo guy at CBS. And this was CBS top to bottom. I'm going to give you all CBS in one big old mouthful, and you're going to kind of see they didn't think Bloomberg was worth anything. Going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. I know it is a really wet, gross day, kind of like yesterday, except a little worse. But if you have not stepped out of your side yet, make sure you grab your umbrella, your raincoat, all that good stuff, and come meet us at the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers. We're going to be here from 11:30 to 1. Here is the exciting part. So the Prattville Otago Humane Society is aware that we are doing Paw It Forward, our pet donation drive this year. And every on-location that we are doing at the Depot Furniture Gallery, they are going to be bringing some of their adoptable puppies for you to come look at and interact with and maybe adopt. And if you would like to come bring your donations by for the shelters in the process, that would be amazing. So we are here at the Depot Furniture Gallery, Prattville, inside Prattville Pickers. Please come see us. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock. You'll see our Sprinter van on the road. You cannot miss us. Please bring by your badly needed shelter supplies for Paw It Forward and help us help the local humane societies. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. We had a lot to go over. I'd love to hear your comments and your opinions of it. Did you watch it? Or were there a whole bunch of people that were going to depend on this show and Joey's show to hear what happened? Looks like we're riding on the same train. There's a hotel. It was like, it was having the best time. So many people. Okay, let's go to Major Garrett here. And again, This is a primo guy, and I'm going to get all these together, but they spent, I would say, probably 30 minutes on this thing, including commercial matter. Listen in.
Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett joins us now. The reviews are in for Mike Bloomberg, as you know, and they are universally bad, with words like disastrous, pummeled, stumbled. You've probably seen the front page of the New York papers.
Hometown paper.
Yeah, his hometown paper. You're right, Tony. Black and Bloom. Bloom goes the dynamite. Yet this morning, the Bloomberg campaign says they're pleased with his performance. My question to you, how does this happen to him last night? He knew all the questions were coming, and how does he recover?
Well, you recover by spending even more money, and Mike Bloomberg has unlimited financial resources. I talked to a lot of Democrats last night, both during the debate and afterwards. The consensus was Bloomberg was unprepared, unfocused, and uninspiring. And for an opportunity to make a solid first impression on this debate stage, the consensus among these Democrats was Bloomberg blew it. But that doesn't mean he's out of it, because he has inexhaustible resources, which means you can put plenty of advertising on the air to compensate for this. One Democrat I talked to said that might cost him $80 million to compensate for what he did last night, or more precisely, didn't do. So when you have that kind of money, you can remain in the game. But for a momentum builder, it was an opportunity missed, for sure.
Okay, so you heard the tone that Gail had, the very, the debate, and Major Garrett was leaning into it pretty hard. Now, let me tell you something. Everybody's going to say, when you have unlimited money, the reason people get out of campaigns is they run out of money. And he'll never run out of money. It's unlimited. And they're going, he can stay in there as long as he wants to. There's a, everybody remembers when Coke One came out, and they were going to move off the classic Coke. Coca-Cola spent millions upon millions upon millions of dollars on that. And what they did is they changed people's mind for a little bit of time, and then they tasted it.
Mm.
And then nothing happened. They couldn't go spend another $100 million and get people to like it. So what these guys are missing, because they have not been on that side of the political spectrum, it's not the dog, it's the dog food. And if it's bad, it doesn't matter how good your commercials are. When you see them in real life and see them in person and see them on the debate stage, and these debates are going to go away, and he cannot choose to not do the debates because they will call him chicken all day long. It's interesting. This also kind of reminds me of the Jeff Coleman race.
Hmm.
Jeff Coleman is spending a ton of money, but his words and his talk when he's in public don't necessarily match up.
Right.
And that's what Bloomberg's problem is. You can go put lipstick on that pig all day long, But when the pig gets on stage and starts singing, it's a singing pig with lipstick on it. Is there anything else? Let's listen to Major Garrett, part two.
Elizabeth Warren did a lot of the attacking against Michael Bloomberg. I think some people may have been reminded of why she became a national figure in the first place. She can cross-examine someone until they melt. But she has not been doing too well in the early states. Does this performance last night put her back in a position to win the nomination?
It gives her a fighting chance, and that's really the key word, because for a long time, the last few weeks, Elizabeth Warren has been talking about party unity. Well, all that disappeared last night. She was clearly fighting for her political life, attacking in every single direction. The toughest barbs were at Mike Bloomberg, but there was also criticism for Amy Klobuchar, Joe Biden, and Pete Buttigieg, even a little bit for Bernie Sanders. But looking at the Warren performance, it definitely galvanized her supporters, got her back in this game, but it also helped Sanders, because when Warren is attacking everyone else, the path is clearer for Sanders. You got to think about that as well.
Major, do you think Bernie Sanders solidified his position as the front runner?
Yes, I mean,
he's been surging in polls, and as you point out, we have an increasing division among the moderates in the party. Is he the clear front runner now?
Well, he is the front runner in national polls, and he has momentum in Nevada. We don't know about South Carolina. South Carolina is the great variable in the Bernie Sanders big momentum question. But he also took some knocks last night, not the biggest by far, but questions about his transparency about medical records, how he's going to spend, or how he's going to pay, rather, for his $50 trillion 10-year spending agenda. Those nicked him a little bit, but he emerged largely unscathed, and when you're leading with momentum in the next state, Nevada, and nationally, that's a good place to be.
Okay, now here's a question. If you look at what Bloomberg did, the one person he seemed to target more than anybody was Bernie Sanders. And I think the home thing and the socialists with three homes and that kind of stuff was pseudo-effective. The question is, when they're huddling today, are they sitting there saying, what we need to do is take our money gun, instead of directing it towards Trump, is directed towards Bernie, because if we can knock Bernie out of the first slot, then we could be in the first slot. Now, what they're not taking into account is that Bloomberg is a flawed individual in a lot of ways, a lot of ways. You remember I told you I was going to look at what stage presence looks like, mm-hmm. how they handle themselves on stage. His stage presence was terrible.
And
he looked scared.
You bringing up the lipstick singing pig reminded me, remember the singing frog cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Yeah. Essentially, it's like, come see the singing frog. Mike sings. He dances. He's incredible. And then it's just,
ribbit.
Yeah. It's not working for him.
And I totally disagree with these pundits that are saying he's got all this money. Now, he can knock somebody else out. I never believe in a campaign that is trying to make somebody look bad to make you look good. You still have to look good, and you still have to perform. But I think they could have a discussion where they're going to take that money gun and point it at Bernie Sanders and see what kind of damage they can do. Can they drop him 10 points in the polls, particularly in California? Because the way California is sizing up right now, Bernie Sanders will win all the at-large statewide delegates. Because if you win the state, then you win all those delegates. And then it's broken into groups of the congressional districts, and then it's broken into 15% minimum again. That leaves a whole bunch of folks out. And Biden may find himself not in a very good position. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. We've got more right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying.
But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world every single day and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
Come see us downtown at the Multiplex February 21st through the 23rd for the Home Building and Remodeling Home Expo.
Meet United staff and let them answer any questions or concerns you have with your home's heating, AC, plumbing, or electrical needs.
Maybe you have questions about hot and cold spots, tankless water heaters, Wi-Fi thermostats, or what about LED lighting and electrical panel upgrades, or maybe you just need to know about our yearly maintenance plans.
Come see United downtown for all the answers, the latest technology, some free giveaways, and special sign-up at the show pricing for new customers for a $99 maintenance plan with a spring and fall tune-up.
If you're building or remodeling, come by our booth and see us.
Go see United February 21st to the 23rd at the Home Expo and save at the show or call 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net. Check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Roger Stone is sentenced to 40 months in prison by a federal court judge in Washington, so 3 years, 4 months. The former Trump advisor was convicted last year of 7 felonies, obstruction of an official proceeding, 5 counts of false statements, which includes lying to Congress, and 1 count of witness tampering. The charges came out of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference. The original sentencing recommendation from prosecutors was for 7 to 9 years. Attorney General William Barr intervened. President Trump had complained that the sentencing recommendation was too harsh. Coming off his first debate of the campaign, where he was attacked by every other Democrat on stage, Michael Bloomberg says at a rally in Salt Lake City, Utah,
"We're not just going to compete here in Utah. We're going to compete in blue states and purple states and red states all across this country. And we're going to win and finally start putting this country back together."
America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Just a simply terrible day out there. Flash flood watch continues in effect. A cold, drenching rain continues today. Temperatures hovering right around 50. Winds pick up out of the northeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour, adding insult to injury. The rain tapers off later on this evening, and then breezy, much colder tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s by morning. Friday, tomorrow, breezy, cold, high 51, but sunshine is back. That's nice. The low temperature Friday night will be in the upper 20s. Saturday's high around 58, so cool sunshine, but at least it's dry. And then low 60s Sunday, maybe some more rain by Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. As we go through these pieces, we're going to be doing some stuff with John Dickerson and Joel Payne, and then we'll be doing the Dowells. Something to kind of think about here is, as I always tell you, don't be look at the number as much as you look at the trend line. So yesterday after the show, a group of polls came out. South Carolina, and when I give you these numbers, think about the trend line and think about the debate last night. So in South Carolina, UMass Lowell has Biden at 23, Sanders at 21, Stiers at 13, Buttigieg at 11, Warren at 11, Klobuchar at 9, Gabbard, Yurgao at 4.
Oh, man.
Change Research has Biden at 23, Sanders at 23, tied virtually, Stiers at 20, Buttigieg at 15, Warren at 9, Klobuchar at 8. The trend line there is the order of each poll is the same. Biden at the top, but is tied in one poll and is only down by 2 points in another. So when you think about that debate last night, think about how you felt Biden did and how you felt Warren did. Don't look at it as a conservative. Don't look at it as an independent. Look at it strictly thinking about that. I think Biden, who people say had one of his best nights, only because he didn't gaff himself off, but he just didn't. He didn't look good. He had this kind of deer in the headlights look.
Yeah, he had the "where am I" moment a few times.
It just wasn't working for him. So, in looking at that, I think Bernie Sanders got attacked and he responded, and yeah. I think some people like that.
Yeah, I think there's this weird charming move Bernie does, and doesn't go a long way with me. But when he's yelling, he's over the top. I'm tired of the billionaires, and then he calms down. Dan, look, all right. And it's just his tone's like, okay, I know we've all said some stuff.
or if that's all right with you, yeah. That's the other thing.
He has this weird charm to him there.
So this is a week from Saturday. You have Nevada Saturday, by all accounts, from everything I've read, including the Nevada press. Half of the polling is done in Nevada right now, by the way. There's a smooth move on Trump's part to do the rally in Nevada on Tuesday night. And then he was in Phoenix last night with a kickback rally. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But if Biden does not win, or if he ties, or if he wins just by a little bit, he ekes it out in South Carolina. My terminology of dead man walking, because once you go through that and you get in a Super Tuesday, he is doing terrible in California, for example. California, Sanders at 25, Biden at 15, Bloomberg at 21, Buttigieg right behind Biden at 12. And then another poll, the PPIC poll, Sanders at 32. Again, the order is what's important here. Biden at 14, Bloomberg instead of second is third at 12, and Buttigieg at 12. So the order, with the exception of Bloomberg ahead of Biden one time, and then Biden ahead of Bloomberg another, but not by much, only by 2 points. And if you're not at that 15% mark, you're walking out of there without a lot of delegates. So this could be kind of rough. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
I'm good. And you, my friend?
Try and stay dry.
Well, good luck with that.
I know. Last night, Bloomberg was basically exposed as the political Milli Vanilli.
Good job.
Blame it on the rain.
Good job. He's lip syncing again, huh?
Yeah. You hear him on the album, but then when you see him in person, it's a no-go, I think he's kind of fallen into the same trap, somewhat as Trump, is that, he's been his own man for so long. Nobody's ever told him no.
Yep, exactly.
And nobody's ever stood up to him. So he could hire all the best, PR people and stuff to prep him. But whether he takes their advice or not, he probably didn't. He probably, they told him how to handle the situation in the prep work. He just simply showed up there and figured, I can handle these people. I've done it my way my whole life. And he basically roasted himself.
Well, and something that my group was talking about a lot is if you're hiring a lot of people and you're paying them to be your advisors, they're there to give you advice. And right. You're there to listen and take the advice. Just because you pay them doesn't mean by osmosis that it's going to work for you. Right. And there's an ingredient of winning in an election. And you're going to hear David Fluff talk about this in a second. It just because you're buying a lot of people doesn't mean that you and a lot of talent means that you've got talent. That's his problem. He has no talent.
He's
a smart guy, but he doesn't have any talent.
He has no personality whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is a wet noodle personality wise. And I caught a few minutes of Morning Joe before I left the house this morning.
Yeah.
And they were roasting him.
I know. They were killing him.
Wearing him out. Donnie Deutsch is.
I know that we've got that tape. They spent 11 minutes dismantling him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's his own fault. I mean, he's a product, a product of his own arrogance.
Yeah, exactly right.
And he's a victim of his own arrogance.
Well, and if he went into a room and did what a candidate should do, mm-hmm. what do I need to do to win?
Right.
And it's no longer the campaign. What does the campaign need to do? What do I need to do to win? The I factor is what's holding him back now.
Right.
He's got enough money. He's got really good ads.
Yep.
He's got a good image. But it's all about, what am I going to do?
Right. And that's the big difference between him and Trump, is that Trump's got this bombastic personality that just sucks the air out of a room. Bloomberg walks into a room and everybody's like, what?
Well, and the difference is Trump knows how to communicate. To the average Joe, Mike Bloomberg has no clue how to do that.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. Because he's been an elitist for so long.
Yeah, yeah. Hiding in his little ivory tower in Manhattan.
Yeah.
So, he doesn't have a clue,
And, how did you think Biden did?
He held his own for the most part. I think the less talking he did, the better he was.
He didn't do very much talking.
Right, exactly, which is good for him because that way he didn't trip over his own.
Where he didn't shoot himself.
So self-inflicted wound. I totally agree that Warren probably came out looking the best of them last night.
How do you think Bernie did?
He did okay. The thing with Bernie is, and if you notice, as soon as Bloomberg called him a communist.
Oh, man.
You could tell his blood pressure just shoot up to the top of his eyeballs. And, that's basically what I've said, is if he ends up getting a nomination against Trump, that's all Trump has to do. First time they debate, walk out there and say, Mr. and Mrs. America, here is a communist.
There you go.
And this is exactly what he's going to do. Absolutely lose it.
He will, and you're spot on. And he takes that very personally. And
he does.
That to him, when you call him a communist, that's a bad word.
Right.
But what he believes basically is a socialist/communist manifesto. Particularly when he was talking about, you didn't earn that.
Right.
I'm sure your workers had something to do with that, and you should have rewarded your workers.
Right.
Oh, man, yeah. That's, you know, redistribution of wealth.
Right, yeah. You should reward your workers to your own detriment.
Right,
you
know, based on their need, not on their job that they're doing.
Exactly.
Communist manifesto.
Yep, have a good one.
Thanks, Dave. Yes, this is so good. John Dickerson and Joel Payne were on. This is the setup piece. Again, we're staying with CBS, but listen how they do the setup for this.
The top Democratic presidential contenders came out swinging in a fiery, contentious debate in Las Vegas last night. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg was on stage for the first time after surging in recent polls. It took just seconds for his rivals to take him on.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
We are giving a voice to people who are saying we are sick and tired of billionaires like Mr. Bloomberg seeing huge expansions of their wealth while 500,000 people sleep out on the street tonight.
I've been told many times to wait my turn and to step aside. And I'm not going to do that now. And I'm not going to do that because a campaign memo from Mayor Bloomberg said this morning that the only way that we get a nominee is if we step aside for him.
Bloomberg was attacked on a variety of issues. He had a tense exchange with Elizabeth Warren after Bloomberg said he would not release former employees from non-disclosure agreements related to alleged harassment and discrimination.
So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is that?
Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told. And let me point, there's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet, and that's up to them. They signed those agreements, and we'll live with it.
Man. Okay, so that's the setup on CBS. You heard Gail talking about the debate and the tone that she used. Let me go to a break. We'll come back to John Dickerson, who they're taking out of the closet, and Joel Payne right after this.
Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's right. 272-9228, that's where we are. We'll be right back. Okay, now this is John Dickerson, the political guy, and Joel Payne. And they're going to be talking about the smackdown that happened last night.
I think last night's debate was more of a bar fight than we'd seen prior. And Michael Bloomberg seemed to walk into the bar not expecting quite the fight he got. How do you think it'll affect his campaign?
Yeah, they slammed the door at his coming out party, and then he had trouble opening it again. You know, one of the challenges when you're a new candidate is taking the incoming and then diffusing it and then saying, this is what I'm for. Yeah. He never got that opportunity. He never took or seized that opportunity. And if debates matter, they mattered in New Hampshire when Amy Klobuchar rose when she had a good performance. If debates matter, this was not a good night for
Joe. Is it going to matter, do you think?
I think that's a lot to be determined, because if you look at the early vote, there's over a million people who voted early in California. There's over two-thirds of the people who are going to vote in Nevada have already voted. So this was a good night for Elizabeth Warren. It was probably a good night for Bernie Sanders. It probably was a bad night for Mike Bloomberg. But how much does it affect him in the long run? We'll see.
But Joel, he had to know those questions were coming. I think that's what everyone is talking about today. He knew the NDA questions were coming about women and certainly about stop and frisk. What do you think happened?
It's been such a long time since someone's probably challenged Mike Bloomberg on stage. I mean, it's been 10 years since his last debate. He's not used to, as a billionaire, having people challenge him and come at him and directly challenge his authority. I think it felt like he was running 20 miles an hour and everybody else was running 75 miles an hour. He literally felt like a visitor on the stage last night. Yes. He didn't feel like he was a part of the party. I'm sure he feels like he's a part of the party right now.
It really was. He just looked out of place. He looked uncomfortable. He had his hands. He was holding his hands together. And when they were talking about him, he would kind of stare off. And like I said, like a little kid that's in the principal's office when they're saying, Johnny, little Joey, you did this. And they're just kind of like, don't look at him because I might cry. It wasn't a good night for him, without a doubt. Let's continue on with John Dickerson and Joel Payne on Warren and Sanders.
Elizabeth Warren didn't feel like a visitor. Did she revitalize her campaign after a couple of disappointing finishes?
She basically checked every box. She was both on the attack. She was then generous when she jumped in to defend Amy Klobuchar. You felt like if a light blew out in the studio, she'd climb on a ladder and fix it. She did everything in that debate. Now the question is, does that help her campaign? We'll have to see. The wonderful thing is the voters get to make their decision. But she was really, really came to play. And if iron sharpens iron, it was a real benefit for her to have Michael Bloomberg there, because they wheeled on stage the kind of person she's been essentially attacking in her campaign.
Why don't we get to some sound? Because one of the questions going into this debate was, do voters want a billionaire in the form of Michael Bloomberg, or do they want an anti-billionaire in the form of Bernie Sanders, who says billionaires should not exist? Let's look at an exchange between the two of them and talk
about it. We have a grotesque and immoral distribution of wealth and income. Mike Bloomberg owns more wealth than the bottom 125 million Americans. That's wrong. That's immoral.
Mayor Bloomberg, should you exist?
I can't speak for all billionaires. All I know is I've been very lucky, made a lot of money. I worked very hard for it, and I'm giving it away.
What we need to do to deal with this grotesque level of income and wealth inequality is make sure that those people who are working, you know what, Mr. Bloomberg, wasn't you who made all that money. Maybe your workers played some role in that as well. And it is important that those workers are able to share the benefits also.
So, Joel, what do you think? Who got the best of who?
Well, look, I think they both got their shots, and particularly later in the night, Bloomberg actually strengthened a bit. I thought he had some good pushback on Sanders about being the most famous socialist millionaire in the country, had three houses. Well, that was a good pushback. I also think the fact that Bloomberg's moments were late in the debate, and it matters so much when these things happen. Yeah. Probably you guys know this, as people who are on TV. The when viewers are watching the most matters, and that first hour, Bloomberg really got eviscerated. So I'd be curious to see when most people were watching and when they saw the impactful attacks.
I think that's something we're noting as well.
Maybe that's why, since he had better moments at the end, that his campaign can come out today and say he had a fairly good
night. You have to win the spin, and that's why winning the spin is so important.
Winning the spin. And Warren, it's going to be interesting to see what the next wave of polls happen. But the poll that's going to really matter, we're going to see in 2 days. We're going to see on Saturday night how that turns out. Okay, now Dickerson and Payne are going to be talking about Amy and Pete and their little spat.
Interesting moment between Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. Yes. We pull that sound too.
You're staking your candidacy on your Washington experience. You're on the committee that oversees border security. You're on the committee that does trade. You're literally in part of the committee that's overseeing these things. And we're not able to speak to literally the first thing about the politics of the country to ourselves.
Are you trying to say that I'm dumb? Or are you mocking me here, Pete?
I'm saying that you shouldn't trivialize
I made an error. People sometimes forget names. I am the one that has, number one, has the experience based on passing over 100 bills.
That felt so personal.
We should say this was right after she was defending that she couldn't name the president of Mexico.
But that felt personal to me.
Yeah, I might want to consult Clark Kellogg on that, because that felt like the Midwestern bracket for the NCAA tournament. It felt like the two people who were fighting for the Heartland bracket. Yeah. And those folks are going after the same voters. Yeah. Buttigieg and Klobuchar are trying to go after the same chunk of the Democratic electorate. That's why it's gotten so personal. I think Buttigieg's candidacy is almost, it's almost an insult to Amy Klobuchar in itself.
And she certainly seemed to take it that way.
Yeah, not like felt that way.
What'd you think, John?
Well, they're not going to be on each other's Christmas card list. They're fighting, as Joel said, they're fighting for that kind of moderate position. We also have not even talked about Joe Biden, which is
says something right there.
And so at the end of this debate, everybody might have had their little moment. Nothing much was resolved in terms of that portion of the electorate, and they're fighting it out to see who can be at the top of it. That debate there got a little down in the sort of a fact check or sort of a quiz show kind of question about whether she knew. And Elizabeth Warren jumped in and said, this is why this is not important. We should talk about important things. Another way in which she asserted herself in something that was happening way on the other side of the debate stage.
Very interesting the way all this had. But again, the most important factor here is not actually what happened. And I know this is going to sound odd coming from me, but most people did not see what happened. It's how it's being interpreted that it happened. And CBS, NBC, and ABC have a far greater reach than the folks that were watching the actual debate. The tune-out factor that they mentioned is going to be important, because Bloomberg just got slapped around hard in the first 30 minutes, but it lasted for that hour. He kind of came back in the second hour, but it's towards the middle to the end. And I'm not sure that many people held into that.
I will say, though, this is the first battle, and with that amount of money, that war chest, Elizabeth Warren better hope she's buttoned up.
That Mike didn't have something on her?
Mm-hmm. And I think he does. Anybody who does their homework does.
Well, see, that's the kind of talent that Bloomberg can buy. He can go get opposition research people and go, come to Mike and go, did you know this about Elizabeth Warren in Wall Street?
Right.
Because, and I think that's her vulnerability. But what happens, and they've got to look at the chessboard and say, if we knock Elizabeth Warren out, then that actually, those votes start going to Bernie Sanders. They don't go to me. So I've got to knock out basically the moderates that are there. I got to knock out Joe, got to knock out Pete, got to knock out Amy. And he did do the memo. I've read the memo. It's kind of like, yeah, this is what they need to have. You know, they need to leave, so it's me against Bernie, and they're more moderates than there are progressive liberals. I'm not sure if that's correct in this equation right now. So he's got a lot of strategy to come up with. So we do this debate thing again, what, next Tuesday?
I believe so, yeah.
And then you have the...